How would you like your life to be remembered?
The luckiest man to ever live in Bixby, Oklahoma. Because that's the way I feel.
Yeah, you've been blessed in many, many ways. Anything else you want to say?
There isn't anybody any more ready to go than I am because, you know, I'm 87. In fact, I read the other day that it's a very high percentage of anybody who's been married more than 60 years and their wife's died, the husband dies within a year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I read that. And my year is just now up.
So you're ready.
I am ready. I really am. I told you I made over $1 million a year. Sure, I want to do that. Yeah. I want to make love to the most beautiful girl in the world, and that was Betty Margaret. She was, really.
You said earlier you've really been living in heaven here on earth.
I have been.
Do you think you're going on to a heaven then?
No. John, I hate to tell you this. I spell God different. I spell it with two O's. Now, if good won't get you into heaven, I ain't going to go. Because I just believe in being good. And Kenneth Copeland, I told you he was here the other day.
Evangelist Kenneth Copeland, has he talked to you about faith?
My goodness, he got me down over there and tried to get me down on my knees just last Sunday, flying a $30 million jet.
Not from you.
No, but yeah. I sold him his first airplane, and I sold him several other airplanes.
Right, so he tried to get you down on your knees and fight him off?
Well, I just told him that I believed in being good. You know, I spell God with two O's, and if good wouldn't get you into heaven, I probably wouldn't go. I came out of the post office here close to a month ago, I don't know, and there was a girl about 25 or 30 outside the post office crying. I asked her what was wrong. She said her car wouldn't start. Her car wouldn't start. She didn't have any money. She didn't have a husband that she could call. So I had two $100 bills, and I gave them to her, and I wrote a guy's name and phone number down. He's a mechanic right out here. If I was going to be religion, I'd be his religion. He's a Jehovah's Witness, and he would die before he would do anything dishonest. And I said, call Floyd, and he will come and help you. And I gave her the two $100 bills. And she said, well, I need your name and number. I said, no, you don't either. To me, that's religion. It ain't praying.
Red, thank you so much. I've heard about you for many, many years. And the fact that at 87, you can remember all these details. Thank you, Red, for this time. This was fun.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it.